Ever feel like those seminars you go to? You know, they kind of keep serving up the same old stuff, same cheese plate, same tired speeches, and you leave feeling like, did I actually learn anything new? You're there to actually like grow your knowledge, meet the right people, right? Maybe even kickstart a project that shakes things up a bit. And that's what we're diving into today. How to make those events actually crackle with possibility, you know, instead of just fizzling out before you even hit the coffee break. And we've got some really cool insights on this from Latin Flash. They're tackling this exact problem.
They really seem to get it.
They're not just talking about dodging the usual pitfalls. Yeah, the boring speakers, the planning that seems all over the place, or that feeling of, man, I could learn this from a 5-minute YouTube video. They're talking about a whole different approach.
What I find really interesting is how they present it as this like missed opportunity, this huge cost. It's not just a dull afternoon. It's the potential for real innovation and collaboration that's just like left on the table.
So it's like the stakes are actually way higher than we realize, right? I mean, we go to these things hoping for a couple of good takeaways, maybe a new LinkedIn connection. But what if we're missing out on something way bigger?
Exactly. It's about recognizing that ripple effect. Think about it. A poorly planned seminar, especially in a specialized field, that can actually slow down progress for an entire industry.
Wow, yeah, especially if it was meant to be a hub for new ideas. Okay, so how does Latin Flash actually change things? They get into some really specific details about what makes their approach different. What do you think about that?
Well, they really hone in on this idea of intentional connection, and it all starts with the speakers. Instead of just booking a big name, they actually take the time to figure out the audience's needs, you know, the knowledge gaps. And then they go and find those experts who can deliver truly valuable, actionable insights.
So you're not just getting a general overview from someone who's just like rehashing their old material.
Exactly. You're getting access to the real trailblazers, the ones who are pushing the boundaries in your field.
That's got to make a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. That level of careful selection, it completely changes the game in terms of the quality of the conversations and the potential for real breakthroughs.
Right. And here's where it gets even more interesting. Latin Flash actually takes care of all the speaker logistics, contracts, tech checks, making sure they actually show up on time. That's got to be a huge weight off the organizer's shoulders.
It really speaks to this bigger trend of specialization, don't you think? It used to be that you'd try to handle everything yourself.
It at all.
But as these events get more complex and the stakes get higher, having a dedicated team to handle all the behind-the-scenes stuff, that just makes for a much smoother and more impactful experience for everyone.
Right. It's like you can actually focus on the content and the people you're there to connect with, knowing that all the logistics, all that background stuff, it's taken care of.
Exactly. And that freedom to just be fully present, that's where those spontaneous aha moments come from. You know, the unexpected connections and insights that often lead to the most exciting outcomes.
Speaking of outcomes, it seems like Latin Flash, they don't just like cross their fingers and hope for the best. They actually design their events around really specific goals, right?
And that's a big differentiator, don't you think? It's so easy to fall into that trap of trying to be everything to everyone. But Latin Flash, they really emphasize the importance of focus.
So instead of just another generic networking event with that vague promise of, you know, building connections, you're actually stepping into an environment that's intentionally designed to create a specific outcome.
Whether it's about sparking new collaborations or getting really deep into a niche area of knowledge, maybe even tackling a specific industry challenge head on.
It's like the difference between going to a general marketing conference and then going to a workshop that's all about, say, the ethics of using AI in marketing. You're going to attract a completely different group of people with totally different goals.
Absolutely. And those conversations, they're going to be so much more focused and productive because everyone's on the same page from the get-go.
It's about curating the right mix, right? The right people, the right ideas to create this kind of like microcosm of innovation around a very specific topic.
And when you've got all those minds, all that energy focused on a shared challenge, that's when you unlock those breakthroughs.
Totally. But it's not just about what happens during the event either, is it? Latin Flash talks a lot about this ripple effect, the lasting impact these events can have.
And that's what I find really exciting. They're not just satisfied with happy attendees and good feedback. They're actually tracking the tangible results. You know, things like, how many new partnerships were formed because of their event, new projects that were initiated, even how new ideas are spreading within an industry as a direct result of something that happened at their event.
So they're not just setting the stage, they're actually sticking around to see what gets built on it. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they're invested in the long-term impact, and they're not just measuring their success by, you know, did people have a good time? It's about the real, tangible changes they're creating in the world.
Which, at the end of the day, is what it's all about, isn't it? Creating something that has a lasting impact, something that goes way beyond the event itself. It really makes you think about, like, those conferences where you go, you get totally fired up about all these new ideas, right? And then nothing. You get back home, lose that momentum, those connections kind of fizzle out.
Yeah, you're back to the daily grind.
And the whole thing just feels like, honestly, kind of a letdown.
It's like they forgot about the follow-through.
Exactly. And that's why what Latin Flash does after the event is so important. They don't just send out a survey and call it a day.
No, not at all. They're actively nurturing those connections, providing a structure for continued learning and collaboration long after everyone's gone home.
Okay, so what does that actually look like? We're talking like follow-up webinars, online forums, maybe a dedicated Slack group for everyone who attended.
They do all of that. They've got virtual meetups, master classes with some of the speakers. They even do this personalized matchmaking thing.
Matchmaking?
Yeah, where they connect attendees who might have some overlapping interests or could potentially collaborate on something.
Wow. So they're basically like this catalyst, right? Not just like throwing people together in a room, but actually creating the right conditions for those connections to grow even after the event is over.
That's a great way to put it. And I think that's what really sets them apart. It's not just about organizing events. It's about building a real sense of community, you know?
Yeah.
A shared purpose among those who attend.
Which is what we all want, right? It's not about the business cards and the free pens. Mm-hmm. We want to feel like we're part of something bigger, something that has the power to actually make a difference.
Absolutely. And that sense of purpose, that feeling of belonging to something that's actively shaping the future, that's what makes these events truly transformative.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive on creating impactful events, what's the one big thing you hope our listeners take away from this?
You know, for me, it really boils down to intentionality.
Intentionality?
Yeah, it's about approaching these events not just as something you have to do, but as opportunities. Opportunities to create these really powerful, transformative experiences that have a ripple effect far beyond the event itself.
It's about designing for genuine connection, for real learning, and ultimately for real-world impact. And sometimes the most powerful stuff, it doesn't come from those big keynote speeches, you know? It comes from those spontaneous side conversations, the unexpected collaborations, that spark of inspiration that you just stumble upon when you least expect it.
It's about creating the space for that magic to happen.
Yes, absolutely. Now, here's something for you to think about. How can you apply these ideas, intentionality, ripple effect, to your own gatherings, whether it's a team meeting, a workshop, even just hanging out with friends? How can you design those experiences to create deeper connections and leave people feeling energized, inspired, and ready to make a difference? And if you want to explore Latin Flash's approach in more detail, you can head over to their website at website address. Until next time, happy connecting.